Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy Monday, or should I say Happy Moon Day. Today is April 8th, 2024, and today is a special day for a lot of people. It will be the solar eclipse around 12:30 Central Standard Time. I'm going off of Arkansas time zone. But what I really wanted to note on this special day for Arkansans is that this is very symbolic, because the last solar eclipse, and I'm going off of Arkansas Children's website, was around June 8th, 1918, that we were in the line of totality where we could see 2/3 of the solar eclipse. And so I wanted to bring that up because that's a long time ago. And so it's going to be another 25 years before we will see another solar eclipse. So if you are going out, please be safe. As Arkansas Children's Dr. Sister Hinn noted, as a pediatrician, that you want to make sure that you have special glasses. And for the eclipse, you want to get ISO 123-112-2015. And you want to look for that model. I'm going to say it again. ISO 123-112-2015. If you find that, it's a lot of events will supply these special glasses. They're not the same as sunglasses. You don't want to look directly at the sun, because you can risk going blind. If you have children, small children, the best way you can do to assess if they have any symptoms, if they looked accidentally directly to the sun, is to put them inside right away. Let them rest their eyes. Watch for symptoms such as severe vision loss due to sun exposure. If they can pick out shapes or objects, blurred vision, distorted vision, eye pain, headaches lasting 1 or 2 days of sun exposure. Some of these injuries will show up in the next several hours, but you want to consult with your doctor, eye doctor, to just make sure that your child is okay. But if you decide to go out, be vigilant. It's going to be a lot of crowds coming, especially in Arkansas, since we're in the totality range. Be careful on the roads. You want to make sure you stay clear of the roads around the 12:30 Central Standard Time, because that's when the eclipse will be starting. So just protect yourself. We are going to check out some events at University of Arkansas Central Arkansas, UCA, and they're going to have bounce houses, they're going to have games, they're going to have NASA information about the solar eclipse, they're going to have food. It's just going to be live entertainment for the children. And so we plan on going today, but I just wanted to say Happy Solar Eclipse Day. Whatever you decide to do, proceed with caution. And I wanted to do that because this is a Medical Moms and NICU platform where we help you navigate the medical system with ease. And part of that is sharing information about certain things that can help protect your children, especially chronically ill children. What I love about the event we're going to is going to be outdoors. And I have a chronically ill son and he has kidney disease. And so I feel more safer when he's outdoors than indoors. And so we're going to just have a good time as a family. As y'all may know, I have 3 children under 7, 6, 3 and 2. God bless me. And so I am a stay-at-home medical mom, and I've been caregiving for the last 6 years. And so I try to find free activities for our children to go to on days when they're not in school so that I can have some time to just be out in the open in the nature. It always makes me feel better instead of being at home all the time. Just finding free activities that you can take advantage of when you have children like our ages. And so I just wanted to say happy solar eclipse day. And like I said, please, please, please be safe wherever you decide to view the solar eclipse. It's going to last approximately 4 minutes wherever you are. So enjoy. This is a moment in history, a moment in time that we all were selected to witness. So definitely enjoy, but also wear your safety glasses. Wear your safety glasses. We definitely want to be able to see after the eclipse. And so please do not wear sunglasses. Instead, wear the safety glasses recommended. And for the sake of safety, I'm going to repeat it one last time on the Arkansas Children's website. Bear with me. ISO 12312, TAC 2 2015. Please wear your glasses. Have a blessed day. And remember, you are more than capable of handling your child's medical complex care. Until the next episode, take care of you. I'm Tanisha.